Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome to part two of our tribute to Buddy Green, featuring music throughout his career and continuing our discussion with Buddy himself. And Buddy's got a brand new CD. It's titled Happy Man, which is kind of along the lines of Rufus, if you knew anything about that. We'll tell you more about those projects. In fact, here's a song from Happy Man now, Walking in Jerusalem. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Some come a lame, walking in Jerusalem just like John. They all come a walking in Jesus' name, walking in Jerusalem just like John. Well, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. To walk in Jerusalem just like John. Tell all my friends I'm coming home to walking in Jerusalem just like John. Well, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. To walk in Jerusalem just like John. I said to walk, 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 walk. To walk in Jerusalem just like John. Carry your load upon his shoulder.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
You know I'll meet you there at the first crossover.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Said, I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Walk in Jerusalem just like John. Just like John. I want to know more about Jesus. I want to know more of his love. I want
want to feel the strength of His Spirit and His peace when the going gets rough. I want to know what He'd have me doing while we wait for His glorious return. I want to leave my old ways behind me and learn what He'd have me learn. So Jesus, please won't you guide me? Won't you show me the things I should do? 'Cause I tried and I failed, but now I can see that I need to be more. I need to be more, Lord, I need to be more like You. Well, we read about You and the tempter and how Your truth overcame his lies. Oh, how different than in the beginning when we gambled and lost paradise. Oh, but I've got You walking beside me from now till eternity. And while the tempter's still tempting, I'll never fear, 'cause Your Spirit is living in me. So Jesus, please won't You guide me? Won't You show me the things I should do? 'Cause I tried and I failed, but now I can see that I need to be more. Need to be more, Lord, I need to be more like You. Won't You guide me? Won't You show me the things I should do? 'Cause I tried and I failed, but now I can see that I need to be more. I need to be more, Lord, I need to be more like You. Yes, I need to be more. Please make me more, Lord, I need to be more like You.
From 1986, the project Praise You, Lord by Buddy Green, of course, produced by Bob McKenzie, a name that you may be familiar with, of course, legendary producer in the Christian music scene. And we're continuing our discussion this week as well with Buddy Green and talking specifically about Bob McKenzie's influence on Buddy. Bob McKenzie, tell me the story that you have with Bob, and did that lead to a relationship with Bill or the other way around?
No, it led to the relationship with Bill. I'm so glad you mentioned Bob, because I wouldn't be here today without him. He's the one who gave me my first opportunity as a recording artist, and he just recognized something unique in me. That marketing nightmare stuff we were talking about was what attracted me to him. All these little curious things, the bluegrassiness, the harmonica, the fact that I wasn't coming out of a gospel music background, but I wanted to play gospel music.
Yeah.
All of that just to him seemed like something unique and worth putting out there. And so he listened to my songs. He rejected all but about one of them and said, look, this is a good song, and here's why it's good, and here's why the others are bad. So why don't you write me about 10 more of these, and we'll do an album. And it was just what I needed. It really lit the fire. And within a few months, we were starting the recording process and recorded that first album. Hmm. And then he also wanted to do an instrumental album.
Yeah.
Featuring the harmonica on gospel songs and hymns and all. And I love that idea. And we did that right on the heels of the first one. And then he introduced me to Bill Gaither during that same season. So Bill liked me for the same reasons and ended up inviting me on tour.
Yeah.
And it was right after my work with Jerry finished.
Yeah.
And so I was off and running in a whole new direction that I knew nothing about, but I was in good hands with people like Bill and Bob.
Thank you. And so the harmonica before Bob, were you focusing a whole lot on that, or did that just sort of take a life of its own once that album came out?
You know, the thing about the harmonica is I probably became enamored with it as a blues instrument, you know, hearing blues players play it. But then I started getting hooked on, you know, bluegrass and country and stuff like that. And I remember hearing Jimmy Fadden play with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on that great Will the Circle Be Unbroken album.
Yeah.
And he was doing all this cool stuff that really helped that, that helped the instrument sound good in string band settings.
Yeah.
So I started in that direction. And then Charlie McCoy became a big influence. And so I was always trying to adapt the harmonica to situations that it wasn't normally heard in. And I continue to do it, you know, that's kind of where I continue to find most of my inspiration these days.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Bill liked that. I mean, excuse me, Bob liked that a lot. Bill liked it. You know, the fact that I would play a fiddle tune or try to play something like the William Tell Overture instead of just, you know, doing campfire or blues songs.
And back to the one-man band statement that I made, that's why I think you're so, that a show with Buddy Green, it just keeps you going, because I think you could literally do one night nothing but harmonica, and the next night you could come and sing your songs, and I mean, then you could do a songwriting class or something like that. And you, I mean, you've got so many talents, and they're all so, so good. Some of us, we can multitask, but we're more experienced in one way or another. But you, and the harmonica, that really has gone a lot of places. I remember seeing the Carnegie Hall thing where you did the classical medley. And have you have any other stories like that where the harmonica, a very simple instrument, has been taken to big places or big venues like that?
Well, no, that's the biggest for me. And
yeah,
that was just, you know, as a result of being a friend of Bill's, that he would invite me along. And of course, it was just a funny little moment to be up there and, know, a harmonica player playing and playing just a little marine band harmonica for that, doing Carnegie Hall and playing classical music. It was more vaudeville than anything else, but it's amazing how many people have watched that YouTube clip and written me or you know, made contact me to, you know, what kind of harmonica were you playing in? was that recorded? Or, you know, anyway, that's as big as it's been. But the harmonica is an unsuspecting little instrument, and I really can easily sneak up on people with it and surprise them one way or another.
You want to be careful how you encourage a harmonica player. Thank you.
Okay, so for all the kids listening, like at Cracker Barrels, and when you see the little harmonicas for sale, are they worth buying, or do you need something more professional?
No, actually, that's a good little beginner instrument, the one that they sell at the Cracker Barrel. But generally, I think that's about a $5 or $10 harmonica, and really to get up to a professional quality, you only need to spend $20 or $30.
Oh, wow.
So they're quirky little instruments. Yeah. Even the ones that you pay $20 or $30 on, a lot of times you have to work on them a little bit to get them to sound better or perform a little better, you know, respond. But that, you know, that's like any instrument. They all have to kind of be tweaked and set up and things like that. And that just comes with obsession.
Yeah. And one more question about the harmonica. Has that led you to any unique studio situations where you've been hired to do harmonica in a band work?
No, not really. It's led to a lot of session work. I've done a good bit of session playing for people, but I never have been asked to be a band member, a harmonica player. I should take that back. Pat Flynn, a couple of years ago at IBMA, put together, broke all the rules, I thought, because he put together a band that had not only me, but Charlie McCoy playing harmonica. And we did Orange Blossom Special, much to the chagrin of Stuart Duncan there that night. he told us that he was breaking a solemn vow he had made to his mother on her deathbed that he would never play Orange Blossom Special again. Anyway, it was a fun, great moment for me to be up there with one of my all-time heroes, Charlie McCoy, and playing Orange Blossom Special at the Bluegrass Convention.
Yeah, that's great. Well, here's a sampling of this great harmonica sound that comes from Buddy on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends. You're listening to Daniel Britton Friends. Our guest today is Buddy Green, and the new CD is titled Happy Man, and it's along the same lines of Rufus. If you enjoyed Rufus, you're going to like Happy Man. If you haven't heard either one, we've got samples for you here coming up soon on the in the show that will play for you. The name Rufus, were you given a choice, Rufus or Buddy? Which one do you want to be called?
I like them both.
Yeah.
But I think Rufus is just it's just a great handle.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's actually my middle name. Uh-huh. I had the older I got, the more I liked the sound of Rufus. I think I was a little embarrassed by it early on and never let anybody know that it was a part of my name. But by the time I was in college and all, I was really kind of digging the handle. You know, it went along with the rootsiness and all.
Yeah.
And then when I got in Jerry Reed's band, there was already a friend of mine, Buddy Blackman, playing in that band. And so Jerry wanted to give me a new handle, and he started, you know, making up atrocious stuff. And so I said, why don't you just call me Rufus? That's my middle name.
Yeah.
Of course, he loved that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I pretty much introduced myself as Rufus those first 4 years of being in Nashville just to avoid any confusion. So a lot of people from that era, you know, still know me as Rufus and call me that. So yeah, I go by either one. I love them both. And but Rufus has a kind of a sweet spot for me.
I got kinfolk in Carolina. That's where you'll find my family tree. Oh, they're scattered from a little bit north of Georgia to a little bit east of East Tennessee. Oh, but there's a little gal on top of Old Smoky, and she really ain't no kin to me at all. But I'm gonna buy her a diamond ring, and I'll get a ticket on the New River train and make her my closest kinfolk after all. Carolina, Aunt Molly's down in Raleigh, you see. Oh, but there's cousins by the dozens up in Charlotte, and old Grandpa fought with Robert E. Lee. Yeah, but that little lump of sugar up in Asheville, she got a soothing sort of little southern drawl. Well, I'm gonna tie the knot with my southern belle now, tell the world with a rebel yell, she's gonna be my closest kinfolk after all. Say, with my southern belle now, tell the world with a rebel yell, she's gonna be my closest kinfolk after all. I just ain't joking, she's gonna be my closest kinfolk after all.
In grace for the moment. If I understand faith, it's not counting on me. No, it's the hope and assurance of what I can't see. It's the daily relying on Jesus to be providing more grace faithfully. Further proving His great love for me. With grace for the moment, all that I need. Grace for the moment, and faith to
You've got a great friendship with Dr. Steve Brown of Key Life, radio broadcaster and former pastor, and just a great. I love the way he thinks. And when you two get together and do some seminars and some things across the country together, how did that relationship start? How was he introduced to you?
We first met on a cruise with Bill Gaither, and Steve had been invited to do some speaking during the week, and he found out I was a Presbyterian and playing bluegrass and harmonica, and that was an odd combination, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, we ended up talking, and then a few years later, we were together at another event where he was preaching. This was, I guess, a Sunday morning worship service, and I was singing some special music, and he was preaching. And we had lunch afterwards, and he asked me if I would consider doing some seminars with him. This was something new. He was just starting. He wanted to combine music and drama and teaching to kind of flesh out a weekend of examining the gospel, mainly for believers, you know, because
sure.
I think he felt like the biggest problem he encountered with Christians wherever he went was that they were either tied up in legalism or some sort of religiosity, but they were doing anything but follow Jesus and know the freedom that he promised. And so,
yeah.
So I said, that sounds great. I need that. You know, I need another crash course in the gospel for that matter. So we started going out together and have continued to do those things since, I guess, about 93.
So yeah.
That's been a great long association and good friendship to come out of it.
And there was an album at one time, I think it's out of print now, but he did some speaking and you did some music, and it just weaved its way through this whole album, which I thought was just great.
Yeah, that was Bob McKenzie's idea. Mm. And it was after the first couple of things I'd done with Steve, I told him how remarkable it was that the messages in my songs meshed with what Steve had to say, and he said, "Hey, why don't we do an album that's sort of spoken word and your songs?" And it was called Grace for the Moment.
Yeah.
And it was really just, you know, sort of examining the many facets of what it means to live by grace. And so that was a special project. It found its way into the hands of a lot of hurting people.
I think so.
And the real gratification of that was to get letters and comments from people saying, you know, boy, I was going through a divorce, or battled cancer, or you know, somebody close had just died, and I really needed to hear the reassurance that came through that record. So, another good blessing.
And then there's the friendship with Michael Card, and I know you and Michael have been, he's got a radio program, and you've been a co-host with him off and on now for quite a while.
Yeah, Michael's a good friend and generous guy. you know, to let me show up and be on his his radio show as much as he has, and also he's loaned a lot of his studio facility to me to help me record stuff like Rufus and Happy Man. He's a great guy, great friend, great artist, and it was a big influence on me, especially early on when I was just starting to cut my teeth as a writer. I really listened closely to people like Michael Card. So to become good friends over the last few years has been great. I can't say enough good things about Mike Card.
Has that friendship carried over into music? Have you guys collaborated on anything?
Well, we haven't really. We've had some fun.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that. He actually guest on Happy Man. He plays Bazooki on a little Irish medley.
Yeah.
That we did, and then I got him to come in and play some piano on a hymns project that I did a few years ago. So we talk about it more, but our lives are kind of going in different directions, and we just hadn't found time to sit down and really, you know, work on anything collaborative.
But as Buddy mentioned on this latest project, Happy Man, Michael Card joins Buddy on Road to Lisdon Varna with Gary Owen playing some instruments. Let's listen now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Now I was a sailor and a reckless sort, and I sailed my ship into countless ports, looking for a good time, chasing that thrill, loving wine and women and my foolish will, till I wound up shipwrecked, undone, blind and beaten by the deeds I'd done. I cried out, Lord, have mercy on me, can you help this blind man see? And then my eyes were opened and I saw my chains, and I heard a sweet voice calling my name. The chains were loosed as I fell to my knees, for God had rescued me. Now I raise my song to the Holy One, to the Father of love and His only Son, to the Spirit of life, the three in one, the God who rescued me. And for all my days and in all my ways, may I live my life giving all of the praise to the one and only everlasting love, the God who rescued me. I became a preacher and I knew my stuff, and I thought my preaching made me good enough, till I met a sinner and he was saved by grace. While I was patting my back, he was on his face. How quickly I had fallen away from unconditional love and grace, and traded a son's for an orphan's place in my self-righteous ways. I saw my rags when I saw his cross, and by his grace I counted his cost, and all my gains I counted but loss, for God had rescued me. And now I raise my song to the Holy One, to the Father of love and his only Son, to the Spirit of life, the three in one, the God who rescued me. And for all my days and in all my ways, may I live my life giving all of the praise to the one and only everlasting love, the God who rescued me. To the one and only everlasting love, the God who rescued me.
Buddy Green, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and Buddy's our guest today. And, you know, we can't let you go without talking about this incredible song, whether you hear it at Christmas, as many people do for the first time, or it's a favorite for you year-round. Mary, Did You Know, collaboration. You wrote the music. Mark Lowry wrote the lyrics. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, a lot of people don't realize Mark wrote those very profound lyrics. And then when they find out that another well-known guy in Christian music wrote the music, yourself. How did that come about? Tell me the story that, on your side of that.
Well, we were both traveling with Gaithers, and Mark was in the vocal band and also doing some comedy every night. And, you know, I was just one of the artists that was featured on the program, and getting getting to know Mark was just a riot because he's just so funny and, you know, he's ADD. And so when he handed me this lyric one night and said, here, see, you know, see if you can come up with some use of this. It had this funny little, the lyric was printed on a piece of paper, and he'd written at the top this note to me saying, you know, dear buddy, below is an incredible lyric I penned some years ago. Please come up with some God-inspired music and make for us a very profitable hit. And so, you know, I looked at that letter and just laughed and shoved it into my bag and didn't even look at the lyrics until I got home. And it was on a night when I had been playing some minor mode kind of things. I just been messing around with old songs like Shady Grove. And,
yeah.
So as soon as I saw the lyric, I looked at it for a few minutes, and then this little musical phrase, the opening phrase, da-da-da-da-da, you know, just came, and I went with that. And within about a half an hour, it pretty much finished the song. And I called up Mark, played it for him over the phone. He loved it, and within a few days, we were making a little boombox demo that he could take to Michael English and Brown Bannister. They were doing Mike's first album, and it became his first single. So,
wow.
You know, it was just one of those things. It was the easiest 30 minutes of work I ever did. It just, the music flowed. And but it was because it's such a great lyric. Gosh, I couldn't believe that Mark had come up with this. I jokingly sometimes say that, you know, that my first reaction to reading those lyrics was that they must be stolen from somewhere. But Mark really wrote.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? When you've kissed your little baby, then you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
sell their souls, and the taste of power is sweet. Where wrong is right, and neighbors fight, while the hungry are dying in the street. Where kids are abused, and women are used, and the weak are crushed by the strong. Nations gone mad, Jesus is sad, and I don't belong. I don't belong, and I'm going someday home to my own native land. I don't belong, and it seems sound of a welcome home band. I don't belong, I'm a foreigner here, singing a sojourner song. I've always known this place ain't home. I'll be living like I've nothing to lose. And while I breathe, I'll just believe my Lord is gonna see me through. I'll not be deceived by earth's make-believe. I'll close my ears to her siren song. By praising his name, not ashamed, 'cause I don't belong. I don't belong, and I'm going someday home to my own native land. I don't belong, and it seems like I hear the sound. A baby on the straw, where dead men live and rich men give their kingdoms to buy back a song, where sinners like me become royalty. I've always
Well, Buddy, listen, it's a joy to have you on the program today and to get to know you a bit better. And again, buddygreen.com, you can find Happy Man there and a tour schedule, and you're still traveling strong?
Oh, yeah, yeah, still traveling a good bit. And, yeah, but we've just launched a new website, and the schedule's there. So, yeah, they can find, that's where to find me these days for just about anything, is at buddygreen.com.
Well, you're so good to do this. Can we do it again soon?
Oh, gosh, I'd love to, Daniel. It's been a real joy.
And just so you know, this is just for you, buddy. Just so you know, it's not fluff. I really am a fan. I have a ringtone that I made on my cell phone. So when my wife calls, this is what everybody hears.
Wow.
And so that plays for a few seconds.
And I am impressed, Daniel.
And when I get a voicemail, that's what plays. Yeah. Hope you don't mind.
No, not at all. And you have reached into some deep catalog stuff there.
That's right. So when people hear that, like, what is that? I have to add. So I sell your product for you. There you go.
Oh, well, this may be the start of a beautiful relationship.
That's right.
You may have to start a little cottage industry on the side.
Razzlin' Jacob,
well, the day is a-breakin'.
Razzlin' Jacob, I will not let thee go.
I'm singin' why.
Razzlin' Jacob,
well, the day
is a-breakin'.
Razzlin'
Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Now let me go, Jacob.
Well, the day
is a-breakin'.
Razzlin' Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Well, one of these days,
Jacob,
I'm a-going away,
Jacob,
and I won't be back,
Jacob,
until the judgment day,
Jacob.
Well, I'll be coming back,
Jacob,
with the lost and found,
Jacob,
with the Lord on high,
Jacob,
at the trumpet sound.
Coming at the trumpet sound.
Oh, I'm a-singin'
Razzlin' Jacob.
Well, the day
is a-breakin'.
Razzlin'
Jacob, I will not let thee go.
I'm singin'
Razzlin' Jacob.
Well, the day
is a-breakin'.
Razzlin'
Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Now let me go, Jacob.
Well, the day
is a-breakin'.
Razzlin'
Jacob,
I will not let thee go.
If you don't believe,
Jacob,
I've been redeemed,
Jacob,
well, just follow me down,
Jacob,
to the Jordan stream,
Jacob.
And if you don't believe,
Jacob,
I've been baptized,
Jacob,
well, you can follow me over,
Jacob,
to the other side,
to the other side.
Oh, I'm singing,
Razzlin' Jacob.
Well, the day
is a-breakin'.
Razzlin'
Jacob, I will not let thee go. Razzlin' Jacob,
well, the day
is a-breakin'.
Razzlin'
Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Now let me go, Jacob.
Well, the day
is a-breakin'.
Razzlin'
Jacob,
I will not let thee go.
Razzlin'
Jacob,
I will not let thee go.
I will not let thee go.
I will not let thee go.
Razzlin' Jacob, that's from Happy Man, and you may have recognized some voices singing along with Buddy on that. How about Bill Gaither singing bass? And Sonia and Ben Isaacs are taking harmony parts. Also on the instruments, Pat Flynn, lead guitar, and Byron House on the upright bass there with Buddy Green. Again, that's from Happy Man and Razzlin' Jacob. If you get the CD, you need to read the story behind how that song made its way onto the project. This is a classic Buddy Green song, Emmanuel, God is with us, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Mm-hmm. I've been washed in the blood, and I'm fully forgiven. I have tasted the goodness of my Savior and Lord. He has brought me from darkness to live in His light, to love, serve, and honor Him with all of my might. He's the way, truth, and life, hope for you and me. He has broken every chain and led this captive free. He was born of a virgin, like the Scripture said He would be, under those He had created, but who knew Him not. For 3 years He was preaching, teaching, making enemies, finding fellowship with prostitutes, murderers, and thieves. He was nailed to a cross to pay for every sin. In 3 days He rose in glory, now He lives within. God is with us till the end of the age. He is with us even though the battles rage. Emmanuel lives to tell everyone that God is with us. I remember you. I'm not over and away, they're just beginning, cause I follow Him. In my suffering He's given me the strength to carry on. In my weakness He's perfected in a way that makes me strong. He's the rock of the ages, beginning and the end. My protector, my provider, loving counselor and friend. God is with us till the end of the age. He is with us even though the battles rage. Emmanuel lives to tell everyone that God is with us. I remember you.
Enjoyed our two-part feature on Buddy Green this week and last week, as we've paid tribute to this talented individual in gospel music, but, you know, kind of stretching his wings and filling in a lot of different styles of music throughout the projects that he's put out. You can find out more about Buddy when you go to buddygreen.com online. Remember, his last name has an E on the end. It's G-R-E-E-N-E. buddygreen.com online. If you're into harmonica playing, if you're into good strumming, or just a good journey through lyrics, you're going to love Buddy Green. I promise you that. BuddyGreen.com online. You can also learn more about this program when you go to DanielBritt.com. That's DanielBritt.com. See you back here next week, same time, same place.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.